not very nice and anatomically inaccurate prophecies of, oh lord, hear the server. For the prompt, self-insert. Dangers of reading, written by false premise, read by Chad. No sense going back to Mayfair, nah, lived here now. But Xerophil had business to take care of, letters to be answered, and deliveries to take, and stock-taking to do. And Crowley didn't much feel like another sleep, and a quick scroll through the social media confirmed it was all the same old crap. So, somehow, Crowley ended up wandering the shelves, pulling out random books and flicking through. He snorted at the text. Why did Xerophil love these things so damn much? Crowley could not see it. But then, as he slipped the first edition of Emma back next to Sense and Sensibility, he noticed a book that didn't match the rest. Handbound it was, and old. At least 100 years old, maybe 2. And right in amongst the first edition Austens. Crowley frowned as he opened it. He found not print, but a familiar copperplate handwriting. Page after page of it. Oh ho! Crowley grinned in delight. Xerophil had kept a journal, and he'd hidden it amongst the Austens. Well, well, that was Crowley's morning sorted. But as he gave it a quick skim, he sighed in disappointment. It wasn't a journal. Nah, it was all Lizzie Bennet this, Mr. Darcy that. It was, Crowley sniggered, fan fiction. Xerophil had written fan fiction. Crowley shook his head. Well, he'd never read Austen. He certainly wasn't reading Xerophil's Austen fan fiction. But as he gave it one last flick through, something caught his eye. He read the lines carefully, mouthing along with the words. Dear Mr. Fell, Lizzie said with deep compassion and concern, you've given Darcy and I such happiness. I only wish there were a perfect match for you. Mr. Fell sighed. Oh, Lizzie, your desire to repay me does you credit, but it is quite unnecessary. I orchestrated the sweet love between yourself and Mr. Darcy with perfect disinterest, and only the purest of intentions. Of course you did, Lizzie replied, patting Mr. Fell on the arm. Dearest, most virtuous Mr. Fell, still, I would like to see you happy. There must be someone your heart sings out for. Mr. Fell sighed stoically. I'm afraid, in my case, it is a hopeless business. The one I love is an utter cat. It is no exaggeration, dear Lizzie, to say he is a fiend, a demon from the very pits of hell. Yet I love him so. He is incapable of loving me in return. It is against his fiendish nature. All I can do is love him as well as I can, stoically, virtuously, without thought for myself, until the end of time. Oh, Mr. Fell, Lizzie replied, tears swelling in her eyes, you are so very good and virtuous as always. Crowley's eyes narrowed as the dagger twisted in his side. It twisted right there, hitting that old wound. The scar broke, and bitterness oozed out. You little bitch, he growled. Crowley snapped his fingers, and a moment later he appeared in the gardens of Pemberley, appropriately attired, and standing right next to a shocked Mr. Fell and Lizzie. "What's all this about me being utterly incapable of love?" Crowley spat out venomously. "Cold and unfeeling animal, am I?" Aziraphale's mouth opened and shut quickly like a fish.
"Crowley, but you can't be here. I didn't write this."
Lizzie frowned.
"Mr. Fell, is this the gentleman you were telling me about?" "Yes, but I didn't write this,"
Aziraphale stuttered.
"How are you even..."
"Found this little story of yours in your bookshop," Crowley spat out. "Hidden amongst the first edition Austens. It's been about 200 years, by the way, since you wrote this self-indulgent, righteous wankfest of bullshit."
"Has it?"
Aziraphale said, eyes wide. Fair bits happened," Crowley said, waggling his head mockingly. "Armageddon for a start. You begging me for a good buggering every night for another." Aziraphale's eyes widened further, and a pink blush spread across his cheeks.
"Oh, good lord!"
"Point is, though, Angel, the point is, what's this bullshit about you pining away for all eternity, while the cold-hearted cat of a demon can't muster up the slightest bit of feeling for you? That what you think of me?" Aziraphale shook his head quickly and lifted his hands in the air.
"Crowley, forgive me. I'm 200 years behind you, it seems. I didn't mean to offend."
"But that's what you thought, huh?" Crowley growled, stepping closer. "You think, you really fucking think I've got what? A cold black hole where my heart should be? Well, I tell you what, this explains a lot." Aziraphale winced.
"No, Crowley,"
he said softly, hands twisting, bottom lip wobbling.
"No, please, I know your nature isn't why my love isn't reciprocated. The fault is mine."
Crowley blinked rapidly as his anger melted in an instant. He frowned.
"What?"
Aziraphale bit his lip. He sighed.
"I know you are capable of love. You just can't love..."
His voice trailed off for a moment, and tears swelled in his eyes.
"Who could ever love me?" "Oh, Mr. Fell,"
Lizzie cried out.
"That simply isn't true."
"Shut up," Crowley growled, glaring at Lizzie. She quieted in an instant. Crowley looked back at the heartbroken Aziraphale in front of him. Heartbroken, just as Crowley had been.
"Of all the stupid..."
"I do love you," Crowley said in a rush. "I always have. I adore you. And we figure it out. We're together in the future."
"Oh!"
Aziraphale gasped as the tears spilled from his eyes.
"Really? We're actually a couple, not just..."
"Really?" Crowley replied with a nod.
"Thank you,"
Aziraphale said, patting his eyes with a handkerchief.
"Thank you, dear boy. You don't know what this means."
Crowley smiled softly. "I think I do." He cleared his throat. "Right, well..." Crowley shuffled on the spot for a moment before surging forward and kissing the fictional Aziraphale with wild abandon. "I love you," he whispered one last time before clicking his fingers and reappearing a little dazed in the bookshop. Later that night, lying side by side in bed, Aziraphale smiled softly and asked why. Why all the roses? and the chocolates, and the dinner at the Ritz. And why had tonight's lovemaking been so very tender and punctuated with so very many confessions of love? Crowley sighed. He smiled. Prepare to be shocked, Angel. Aziraphale raised his eyebrows. I read a book.
The end.